Hey guys, I'm Kara Winowski and I'm a customer service representative here at Pomarco. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about Dr. Blade selection. This is helpful for those of you who are starting to analyze your printing facility's needs and challenges, as well as an insight into the impact that Dr. Blades can have. If you're already working with Dr. Blades, this will be a good way for you to find out if it's time for an update. So the Dr. Blade and Analox roll are two key components to achieving the perfectly matched colors and tonal ranges we find in modern flexographic printing. Every year, our industry spends millions of dollars on new presses, graphics, digital prepress, and mounting systems. Producing better and more consistent printed packaging is always the goal as companies compete for their share of the printing market. Yet, no matter what other investments are made, the success or failure of a print job is often determined by how well a Dr. Blade meters the ink off the Analox roll during a press run. We're going to take a look at why these blades are so important. So, first of all, how do Dr. Blades work? The Dr. Blade is mounted in a way that it uniformly meters the ink from the Analox prior to distribution onto the printing plate. As the Dr. Blade scrapes away the excess ink from the Analox roll, it then coats a precise film of ink onto that printing plate. The amount of ink reaching the plate determines the accuracy of the printed image on the film, paper, or corrugated substrates. There are a few key factors to consider for the blade to work successfully, and they are the angle of the blade to Analox roll per press specs, correct pressure of the blade, perfect alignment with the Analox axis of rotation, correct blade design, size, and material for both press and job, easy and fast replacement as the blades wear out, and using the designated size specified for each press. Now, failure to adhere to these factors will most likely result in varied ink distribution and may reduce the life of the Analox roll. It's also important to note that Analox rolls often cost thousands of dollars. However, if they're cared for and maintained correctly, an Analox can last years in many print applications unless they're inadvertently damaged in handling or cleaning. Dr. Blades, on the other hand, cost very little and are designed to wear out smoothly in an attempt to maintain consistent ink metering for distribution throughout the print cycle. Changing and checking blades often can avoid print issues and damages to the Analox roll. So, in short, checking and changing your Dr. Blades regularly will save you a lot of money in the long run. So, what are the different types of Dr. Blades? I'm glad you asked. There are four common styles of blades: the lamella or stepped blade, beveled blade, square edge blade, and the rounded blade. Lamella or stepped blades have a variety of length, so they provide clean and consistent metering due to their thinner contact edge. But that thinner contact edge also means that they wear out faster. The beveled blade is the more common blade. The edge allows for the immediate metering, but the contact edge will increase as the blade wears against the Analox, which will result in a variation of the ink film applied during the print run. The square edge blade has, you guessed it, a square edge. These blades are not smooth and not recommended for doctoring. They are best used as a containment blade made of plastic. Last but not least, the rounded blade. Both sides of this blade have a smooth, round metering edge that seats and remains constant throughout the run. They mount either way and are safer to mount due to the round edges, but be wary, they are still sharp razor blades and they should be handled with caution. So now that we know about the different types of blades, what exactly are they made of? There's carbon steel, which is strong and allows you to run a thinner blade successfully, but you don't want to use cheap blades if you're using steel because debris from cheap steel on ceramic may get caught and rub against the Analox, which would cause streaks and scoring. Stainless steel is a good alternative if corrosion is an issue. It's softer than carbon steel and will tend to wear faster on ceramic Analox rolls. Plastic blades have become more popular due to improvements in wear. They're unaffected by corrosion and safer in use. Typically used in corrugated applications, they tend to be thicker and work as effectively as steel blades for doctoring. Plastic works great for a containment blade in a chambered system. And lastly, there is composite blades. These are one of the most promising and evolving innovations in the Analox-Dr. Blade relationship. Technology has allowed thinner blades with improved spring strength and structure to operate at the most challenging press room environments. The benefits include long wear life, being unaffected by corrosion, and being structurally rigid for clean and even metering of ink across the analogs. In addition, these new composite blades are less likely to damage or wear out a roll, saving thousands of dollars in new or recovered analog roll. The best composite blades are an exact replacement for OEM metal blades and are an innovation directly correlated to improved ink metering and reduced damage to analog rolls. Speaking of analog roll damage, here are some common problems related to blade selection. Analog scoring is when metal particles or fillings from abrasive steel blades contaminate inks. These pieces get trapped underneath the blade, and they initially cause streaks in the ink film, and eventually they cause permanent score lines on the analog roll surface. Poor safety record. Press technicians often cut themselves on sharp steel and composite fiber type blades, so again, blades are razor sharp and should be handled with caution. Short blade life. Distorted or worn blades may result in increased downtime and more frequent need for change or adjustment of ill-fitting blades. UV ink spitting is often the effect of cell pressure being released as the blade meters the analogs. Most prevalent with UV ink systems and can be addressed by analogs and blade selection. Lastly, inconsistent print is when ink tones vary or change due to blade wear or distortion and wavy blades. Now, keep in mind that many of these problems are improved with a simple change of the doctor blade used in a specific print application. So, as we wrap up this little discussion on doctor blades, let me give you 8 quick steps to improving print consistency and blade analog's longevity. They are proper setup of blade, correct blade holder and end seal, correct blade to analog's LPI and volume, the right blade type to ink, lightest possible blade pressure, good press maintenance, clean and filtered ink, and optimum viscosity inks for job. The blade should always be set at the minimum pressure to create a good wipe. This is done by ensuring that the geometry of the mount and blade is accurate. The blade should fit tight without leaving waves, and the ink film should be designated only by the roll so that there is no excessive ink. So there you have it. That's it for the discussion of doctor blades. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Pomarco podcast. If you have any other questions about doctor blades or anything analogs related, you can visit our website at pomarco.com, or you can reach out to your sales rep. They should be able to answer any questions for you. Thanks.